Okay, Aboisa, tonight is a controversial topic. I like it very much because it's got that aspect of it. It's like there's the historical aspect to it, the technical aspect. There's very much the halacha behind it, and it's very controversial, and there's no clear consensus in the poskim for some of it. Aboisa, it's the washing on the washing of children's clothes in the Yimei Bina Metzorim. So there is the starting point to see if you doubt it. We mentioned yesterday, says also legdolim lesapa lektanim, and here it goes. Lechabes ksusam b'shabes, shechal tishav ablias b'soicha. So it starts telling us that there's an issue to wash clothes. We know that, okay? We know there's an issue to wash clothes. And according to Shulchan Aruch, it's Shechal Boy. And according to the Ramah, probably it's talking about Shech Chodesh of. Although, the Ramah doesn't actually point this out of here for some reason. And it's a bit of a machlokes. But we're going to assume that if for the Ramah, it's from Shech Chodesh, we don't wash. Now, it says the Ramah as follows. Begodim shemelafafin boim aktanim legamre. Young children's clothes. Very young children. Perhaps I should say babies. I mean, see if you doubt it. So, shemelafin aktanim legamre shemotzim boim rei. So that's children's, nappies. Shemotzim boim rei umashtinim boim, urinating it, and it's these kind of clothing. Hanavade misha show that is permitted to. That's permitted to wash. And even children are a little bit older than that, we also tend to be mekil. Rabbi Yisai, okay. So we've got over here a halacha. We know that in the 9 days, according to the Ramah, we don't do any washing. The Ramah comes and tells us over here that, yeah, it's true, of course it's true. However, when it comes to very young children, there's a heter. That clothing, which is, gets very, very soiled, very dirty, which is the equivalent of nowadays we've got, of course, we've got disposable, we've got, you know, we chucked the nap, but until when were the
when they're training, they already start to wear proper clothes.
Yes,
it's
the same idea, absolutely. Not so they have accidents, and so it's talking about these kind of clothing that is, says the Ramah, that's permitted to tell you not to wash that. You're not to wash that. Now, I want to point out this a side point before I go to the main point. What is interesting over here, and I bring this up because the poskim discussed this. Shem Gideon is not here because he pointed out a couple of times, I believe. When does the Shulchan Aruch holds clearly, when does the Ishta of washing clothes start? Shulchan Aruch, Shvu Shechal Boy, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in it. When does the Ramah hold the normally Surim start of the 9 days, obviously? Rosh Chodesh of the 9 days. Interestingly, you would expect the Ramah over here to point this out as well. You'd expect the Ramah to say, yeah, okay, according to you, Shulchan Aruch, who, you know, you start Shvu Shechal Boy, but according to me, Ramah, but us in Ashkenazish countries, we start on Rosh Chodesh of to refrain from washing clothes. He doesn't point this out over here. Does that mean, what does that mean? Why does he not tell us? Yeah, of course, from Rosh Chodesh over, we don't do washing. Why is he not pointing out over here? Is it because he assumes we're not forgetful and remember from previous places? Or is it because he holds this halacha is a bit different? Perhaps. So that, or, that could be, maybe said that, no, when it comes to this, either that could be one approach, or he's going to say, you know what, no, you don't have to say it every single time. It's a famous machloek, I don't know if you repeat it 100 times. I've said it twice, how many times do I need to say it? So that's an argument, machloek is a
chonim. There wouldn't be a trade dinner in different...
Oh, so perhaps, but that remains a machloek is a chonim. Some say, no, he doesn't have to say it. The Mishnah brings this out over here. He says, perhaps it means Shua Shechal Boy, and there's a distinction between halachas, or perhaps it means Shchodesh Av, but it doesn't have to repeat it once again. So Rabbi Yisai, Lemaisa, that the point being, we Lemaisa Machme from, when do we stop washing clothing? When do we stop? Yeah, we start Shchodesh. Lemaisa, that's the minute. So the Shaila is, so the exception of here is very young children's clothes. What exactly is included in this? So what exactly is included in this heter? Which clothing is permitted to wash? What is it referring to? So he says anything gets really, really dirty. All right, okay. So one example that you mentioned, which is absolutely correct, is that when the children are just being trained And they still make regular, you know, make accidents and everything. So that would be a beautiful example. Yeah, by all means, put that in the wash.
Why do you need specifically to write ahead for that? Isn't that
possible? No, because it's the Issa da Baron to wash. I know, but you should
do it. If you only got one set of clothes.
It's simcha, it's just, it's revolting.
Let's say you've got lots of sets of clothes, it's not so posh you can do it. Let's say you've got a million sets of clothes.
Because it's revolting to have it.
Put a bag and cover it up. You can wash the chaps.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good strong point. If the meaning is too awesome, it's peres gerdish chen, peres gerdish chen nachash. You've got to sort yourself out. Chuck in the main band you want. You can't. It's awesome. I suppose that's the argument we would say. But Kamash Malon, no, we do. We will. So the main story is, I'll tell you where it's very, very, the Nafkamina is every year there's an enormous amount of discussion with regards to what exactly is included in that. What about just regularly, you know, kids get dirty. Forget about this extreme example of what he's referring to. Just if it gets very dirty, kids tend to get dirty. You try to put a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old's clothes, they should wear it twice or 3 days. You know, it just gets very, very dirty. Kids get dirty because they are kids. They're not doing anything wrong. They are kids. So what do you expect from them? Boys, steht. Boys will be boys, as I steht. So you've got to, we can't deny the reality. So now the question is, so what exactly? So halach l'maaseh. So what am I allowed to wash? So the women ask every year, so what are we allowed to wash? What? Does it mean that everything which it classifies as meluchlech that you're allowed to put in the wash? It's a really good question.
Is it relative to our diet or more particular that
those? So that's an argument. So you'd say that, what are you saying? That according to our
showers, we find that people are much more.
Showers, we'll talk about that. That comes in safe design. Yeah, showers will be a very big discussion. So we clean. Therefore, what's the outcome of that?
Maybe more
makeable
than previous generations.
Yeah. So therefore, what? Therefore, you're saying that we have got to be there for. So that's a reason to what? That we are allowed or we are not allowed to wash.
I'm suggesting maybe there's a reason to
makeable. Right. So until what age would you say? Until what age? So ketanim, does that mean until bar mitzvah? So an 11-year-old child.
Would it not depend on the child? Because some children are very good at getting messy very easily.
Most kids are, yeah.
And some kids are
until what
better.
Age?
But some kids are a bit better.
Yeah, so what kind of clothes do you actually put in the wash? Pardon?
Tricky one.
It's a tricky one. So clearly, what's meluch lechal be allowed to put in it, doesn't it? Whatever is very dirty, the man is allowed to put in the wash. So if nowadays, I agree with your definition, whatever nowadays would be classified as very dirty, you're allowed to put in the wash. Even if that's something which tends to happen every day. The question is as follows. You're allowed to wash very dirty clothes. Okay, we're agreeing to that. Are you allowed to put in the wash clothes which is not so dirty? Because the washing is on anyway.
No.
No.
Preparation. Well.
Mabe b'shurim. Does that apply with a minuk of
probably not.
Probably not. Pardon?
Each item.
But as far as your avoid is concerned, as far as your issa is concerned, it's about pressing that button. Does that make a difference? How much is in that? In there? You see, it does make a difference. You see, the heta only applies to what is meluch l'chabe. The poskim, remember, Rabbi said, we mentioned that before Yom Tov, I believe, when that is a real point that the poskim discuss. When we talk about the issa kvisa, what was he referring to? Was he referring to
this
Yom? That's right, the Yom Kvisa. This huge amount of weekly that they take everything to the river and they start scrubbing it with the detergent that they had in those days. And every item, of course, has to be very dirty to be permitted to be washed. However, nowadays the scenario has changed because we've got these machines that whether you put a little bit in it or a big load, a little load, it doesn't make a difference. So would you therefore be able to argue that, well, yes, of course, I've got dirty clothes. Now I'm allowed to wash. I'm allowed to put the wash on. because this is Meluch L'Chav, it's very dirty. So maybe I'll have to put more clothing. To be more specific, well, the poskim go very, very... So he said, you know what, I understand that adults' clothes is also, all right, but perhaps can I now add children's clothes, perhaps? If I'm anywhere putting a load, can I add children's clothes? So, well, Gideon, what do you tell him? You think you can? He said, it doesn't make a difference. As far as you put a load in, as long as you... Yeah.
You could say it might be a
gezerah. He said, gezerah, once it's a gezerah, you can't allow more than that. Yeah. Yeah, right. So, yeah. So I'll tell you what I've... It's very good. Have you asked about Yutaina? Being is going to be very good. So I'll tell you what I
could get her as kids. Kids is a good natural getter. Yeah. Otherwise, I might sometimes have to try put my cycling shorts in the wash. You know, while we're doing a load anyway. And
exactly. Then so I've always said very much. This is what I saw. So the post came to be said, there is strictly speaking, you could argue. You have a strong argument to say, well, I'm putting a load in, and you know, it's fine. It doesn't make a difference, really, how much I put in. However, the post came, what they seem to be saying, I don't like the expression fifth chelik of Shulchan. I don't like it so much, the expression the fifth chelik of Shulchan. I don't like it so much. But what clearly the point is that if you would allow that, then you are a step away from canceling the whole gzeira. Because what you're going to tell me is, well, because we're saying that what putting a load nowadays is so different than what it used to be. So the isekvisa, basically, you've cancelled isekvisa. You've cancelled isekvisa. She said, "What? You know, you're one step away from cancelling altogether." So therefore, the poets came out very. They admit and they agree that there is a strong rationale. There is what to say. That is, of course, there's a distinction nowadays to what it was, but it would be a millimeter away from destroying and blowing to pieces the whole gzeir of kvisa. And therefore, you can wash, the poskim say, you can wash, of course, wash what's very dirty. You could perhaps, because of this, you can be a little bit more lenient when it's considered very dirty. You know, I think that's a reasonable approach. You can think, okay, no, it doesn't have to be extremely dirty, but it's fairly dirty. You can wash it as well, you know. But to say that, okay, I'm going to put in now adult clothes as well, etc., that would be stretching it too far, and that leads to not a good place. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down a point which there is I would like to point out publicly over here. I disagree with the Hamdir Sheorah on the side over here. So Mishnah Berurah says over here in Tzivkot Pei Gimel, so we say that Pkotim Shalafin Maktanim. So Mishnah Berurah says in Pei Gimel as follows: don't do a lot of together. When you wash children's clothes, you should do it betzina. You should do it Betzina, hidden, should it privately. If you do it by the river, it's obviously doing children's clothes. But if whatever you can do privately, it's a lot better. Yeah, so if it's by the river, I suppose you have no choice. But as long as if you do it in a bathtub outside, you do it as privately as possible. And people can't. Yeah. Okay. That's probably absolved. So now the question is, this aspect of washing privately is very easy nowadays, because nobody knows what you put in your washing machine, right? However, when it comes to drying, now if you put a dryer on, again, it doesn't make a difference. But what if you're out to which Netzol is very common. He also, if you hang it out outside, and we're talking about the summer over here. Do you remember the concept of summer? Summer, that's something which we do, yes. Or something which is in other countries, it's quite regular, and it does, yeah, you do see it. You can see pictures of it. Yeah. So that's when it doesn't rain and it doesn't snow, yeah, so we remember what it's like. So when if you hang up the washing outside, would that be permitted, yes or no? Rabbi said to dry the washing outside, children's clothes outside. In your back garden.
Is that called
sinner? That's the question. Is that called sinner, yes or no? Would you say that it's permitted or not?
Depends how secluded your garden is.
You see, now if it's in your garden, by all means, do it.
Depends how secluded your garden is. We've got, like, We've got gaps in the fence now with the neighbours that we chat to, the next door neighbour that we chat to, we've got gaps in the fence now.
So that would, should you say that it would be also therefore? So you're saying that it's, should you say you can't dry the so about this time, there is over here on the side, her aura brought down by, on the side, and her aura number 102, which is a quotation from Reminiscent Karelitz, from not his own sefer. That's not Reminiscent Karelitz' own sefer. It's a sefer which has been quoted very much specifically about this very, very question. And he wants to say that that it's fine. When you go to washing, you have to be careful. You have to do it in private because nobody knows what you're washing. But when it comes to drying, says Reminiscent Karelitz, when it comes to drying, everybody knows what you're drying. Just look. Just look. Is it children's clothes or is it adult's clothes? I also totally don't understand. Let me just finish off what the missing Khaled. He's been quoted in saying. He says, you already can see what you're drying. So just as much as you are, if you're a heter to dry, to wash children's clothes, you can also dry. There's no problem. There's no problem. Because you can. The missing Khaled has been quoted here in 102 to say that there's no problem of doing it, not but sinner. Because, so that's what the Reminiscent Karelitz said. I've checked in Svarim as well. The consensus is clearly not like that. And the consensus is that Betzina also, it's also to, it's got to be Betzina, you can't publicly. I just go to you, what do you think? Are you allowed to dry?
Is it
my sign? It's part of the, just, Mishnebu said, yeah.
Looks like you're dry, looks like
you can't dry without washing.
But
you're saying that you're saying a different swash. You're saying an interesting swash. You're saying that, well, if clothes got wet, yeah, you went biking and it suddenly was pelting. So you're saying Rabbi Feingold says, well, in theory, you could dry something without having washed. It's an interesting swash, actually, and this I didn't think of. You could just really just get something wet and just hang up so that's what the Rabbi Feingold says, and that's a very good swash that I appreciate. However, that's not what the Reminiscent Karelitz is for. The Reminiscent Karelitz is a different swash. The Reminiscent Karelitz says, no. He says, because by kvisa, there's an issa ma'isa ayin. Because nobody knows where you're washing. But when it comes to drying, says Reminiscent Karelitz, there's no ma'isa ayin because you can see where you're drying. If there's a ma'isa ayin, it means that people are looking. Well, if they're looking, they should be looking well. And they'll be looking and they'll see what you're doing. So I think this is a difficult spot to understand. Because I don't think that the ma'isa ayin goes into checking the details. Is this socks or is it shorts?
No,
is it children's socks or adult socks? Is it a 12-year-old socks or is it a 14-year-old tights? You know, it's impossible to start. Nobody looks into other people's washing, what they're drying. So you can check generally this, the hanging up washing, they're washed on 9 days. So I don't think people are pedantic. People are not going to check what is hanging, but it's the fact that it's something hanging. That was my feeling. Exactly, unless you have to be particularly.
It's very obvious. You can see this is a 5-year-old's clothes. This is a children's clothes. So, Rabbi
Yisrael, what do you think? You agree with Reminiscent Karelitz? You can see that small or not? Drying, again, the Shaila is drying children's clothes, which we learn, but you have to do a bit sinner. Kibbutz has to be a bit sinner. So, what about drying? Does it need to be a bit sinner or not? And then you can't see what it is, absolutely. It's so Reminiscent Karelitz says that. That's what Reminiscent Karelitz says. So you're saying that kibbutz should be fine. That's what Reminiscent Karelitz says. And so he's got good company now. You agree with that? How about say, I saw that the poskim don't like it. I saw that. About Berkowitz doesn't like it. He says pretty much that. He goes in line. Pretty much that's more. Yeah, so the main sir, there's many poskim who disagree with it, and they hold that that's got to be dubit sin as well. In Etzol, it's very relevant, much more than here, because in Etzol, many people don't have dryers, and far more people hang up outside. And it's very public, it's very, very public. And the poskim are.
The
case
of Maris Ayin, a few classic cases, is that you're not allowed to have bosar or fish oil together with almond milk.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You put an almond there. wives, it's now yeah. pretty clear. That means people have to pay back to be really observing a dish. Mamash mutter. Why you put on one arm and then it makes a mutter?
Yeah.
People are mamash observing a dish.
Right, so you go with that sword. Right, okay, according to that, it will be permitted, therefore, to hang up the. It goes much quicker than in the dry, by the way. By the way, they say it dries much quicker in the summer, it dries much quicker than in the dry, that's what they say. Yeah, so hang it up outside, kids' clothes can be hanging up.
Especially in the 9 days,
yeah.
It dries about 5 days.
By the time you finish hanging it up, it's done, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure, I agree, yeah.
I don't understand one thing, though. Maris iron normally would apply even b'chadrei chadorim, so how does it help
yeah.
to have it inside? Even though it
would be yeah, because the answer to your very correct question is that we don't actually always say that it's also b'chadrei chadorim. It's not, although the Gemara's lashon is, kol markim she'also, it doesn't mean literally whenever it's Maris iron, it's also b'chadrei chadorim. There are instances, many instances, that in private it's permitted. So that's a very good question. Yeah, that I don't know. He says, but sinner. I don't know. I don't know how far do you have to go. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how far do you have to be self... what are those people called? I think that people are always watching over there. There's a phobia. What is that called? What is that phobia called? There's a psychological... Paranoid. How do you have to be paranoid that people are watching over you? Yes, I'm not sure. But that's what the Lemaisa they say. So yeah, okay. So that's what the Mishtabur says. Now just the reason why children's clothes is permitted. Sivkon Pedal tells us that Mishra showed the aim bekibus and shel elu mishom simcha. The reason why children's very dirty clothes is permitted to be washed is because that doesn't really give you simcha. It's just that it's so dirty. You've got to wash it. It doesn't give you actual simcha. Not sure, really. It gives you simcha once it's clean, I suppose. Yeah. I suppose it's, yeah. Yeah.
I like it when a shirt survives from Shabbos to Shabbos. It shows that I'm prefer not washing things, but...
It's, yeah.
It doesn't work anymore.
So Rabbi said the question is the age that it's clearly mutter. The person post can say 5, some post can say 8. But it's so repeat your question. What do you mean?
The first beginning of the
Ramah
is talking about
dirty clothes. Yeah. It doesn't mean when it's clean. It just means that it doesn't have to be that dirty. Yeah. He says it doesn't have to be that dirty as this extreme example. I suppose it's just that for sure is permitted. Lemaisa, the meaning is to stretch this a little bit further. Such an instance, when it's so incredibly dirty, that's for sure permitted. That's mekadin permitted. As Mishnah said, it doesn't give you simcha. Tamar says, the meaning is to go a little bit beyond, noegin lehakel, even by any children's clothes, which is fairly dirty, the meaning is to be mekel as well. He seems to be fine with it, he justifies it, but he doesn't have that solid heta as the initial case. Okay. That's it for this evening, Rabbi Yisai. We'll carry on to Mitzshem tomorrow, Sif Tezvav, which is the halachas. We'll talk a little bit more about haircuts, and then we'll go into the discussion of the showers, which is, again, a very, very big one. Okay. Good evening.